This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
We got the Mariners pregame show coming up at the bottom of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Mariners taking on the Guardians, game one of a three-game series. They'll send Emerson Hancock to the hill in this one, again, in place of the injured Brian Wu. Meanwhile, that story with Zeke Elliott and the Cowboys is interesting, that they could have a reunion, Dave. Doesn't it feel like he's been in the league forever? He's 28.
Is he really?
He's 28. He'll turn 29 at the end of July. So he's almost 29, but he's still 28 years old. Waited until August last season before signing a one-year deal with the Patriots worth $3 million. He feels like he's kind of that story that you hear about all running backs, where they're at the top of their game, they got all the glory, all the money, they're dominant, and then it just fades really rapidly.
Yeah, well, those guys get the crap beat out of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very rare that you find a guy. My hero, Frank Gore. I love that guy. By the way, I think just right off the get-go, just look at his headshot.
Yeah.
He looks like he wants to beat you up.
Yeah. Well, he tried that. That didn't go well in the boxing ring for him.
But, yeah, I mean, you talk about a tough dude, man. Holy moly. I mean, just and running backs just get pounded. And then, you know, even, you know, a lot of times you're a pass pro and you got some defensive end coming in and trying to shorten your neck. I mean, it's a tough position. So, yeah, Zeke Elliott, it does seem like he's been around for forever.
Yeah, he's still, as we sit now, 28 years old. And you're looking at him going, well, he's not what he was, but maybe he could still do some things. Yeah. He had three touchdowns last year and under 700 yards, but yeah, it's interesting. So, meanwhile, Mariners getting set to take on the Guardians, and they're coming off a four-game split with the Red Sox, and that was due to their pitching. It was certainly not their offense that carried them to victory. That one of those games was a 1-0 game. J.P. Crawford with a solo shot, and that's all the offense could muster. Luckily, George Kirby was spectacular in that game, holding that team scoreless. So, in the four games, we touched on this to open the show, the offense through four games, got to throw that caveat out there. There's 158 to go, so let's not panic over anything. But in those four games, hit .178 with a .226 on base, .271 slug, .497 OPS. None of those are good numbers, Dave.
Well, if you would have read those numbers, if I'd have read those to you and said, what's their record over the weekend, what would you have said?
Maybe 1-3.
Yeah.
If they were lucky. maybe they.
Because of our pitching.
Yeah. Maybe they had one good game and they put up the pile of runs and won and the rest were awful. But they struck out 45 times. And that's the more, I'm not going to say worrisome, but maybe the more frustrating thing, the more frustrating stat, if you will, because they really emphasized and leaned on, hey, we had to get that swing and miss out of our lineup. There was just way too much of it last year. You had Gino, you had Teoscar, you had Julio, you had Kelnick, and at one point all four were in the top 10 in Major League Baseball strikeouts. So you felt like, okay, you know, the two biggest culprits were Gino and Teo. They're both gone. And you were just looking at stats during the break. Gino's only got two strikeouts so far on the season. He's hitting .400. Teo's driven. He's got three home runs already, but he's struck out half the time he's been up there.
He's got 12 strikeouts and 24 at-bats. And then, yeah, you look at Gino and his numbers, and he looks pretty good. Jared, same thing. I'll root for Jared Kelnick. I got no problem with Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, I didn't like giving him up, man. I get it. That's the guy that you feel like that one could come back, and we're going to be looking at him succeeding in a big way with another team going, damn it.
I mean, it's early, but he's batting .714 right now. He's got five. He's 5-for-7, basically. So, and a couple of RBIs, zero strikeouts from Jared Kelnick. And you know, the same thing, like you said, with Gino. Only two strikeouts for him. But, you know, you look at, you know, where Teoscar is. He's back to his old ways of striking out every other at bat.
Yeah, Kelnick's only got two strikeouts so far. I've got him.
Yeah,
I've got him here on this page, 6-for-11.
Oh, really? Maybe yeah. I don't have today updated.
Yeah,
I
think four games. But still, only. Yeah, they only have him for two strikeouts. So he's, according to this ESPN stats page, 6-for-11, He's got a double. He's got two runs driven in. He's got a walk, two strikeouts, one caught stealing. But 545, 583 on base, 638 slug, 1220 OPS. So off to a good start for a guy who got off to a dreadful start in spring training for the Braves. It was a two for his first 35 or 37, something like that. It was awful. But meanwhile, the Mariners worried about their own offense. 45 strikeouts, 6 walks in the 4-game series. And Scott, on Sunday, talked about the offense as a whole over the weekend.
We need to do a better job there as well. It's, handling the off-speed pitches. We had been chasing a little bit more than normal and haven't gotten the ball in play like I thought we would. So, again, not our best series. You look up, we split it for a club that I think is – we have a good offensive team. We just have not gotten it going yet.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, to me, there's a silver lining to that, and it's kind of what you expected, that the pitching was going to carry this team until the offense, until further notice, until they prove they're going to be who we hope they can be with the new additions. Polanco hasn't gotten started yet. Mitch Garver played one game and then had back spasms. He's supposed to be back tonight. And then Haniger is the one new bat, if you will, that's come through so far in 4 games. So waiting for the other guy. And I've got faith Polanco's going to find it, and Garver hopefully can stay healthy, and then we'll see what Rayleigh brings to the table. Urias, I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I don't have a lot of hopes pinned to him.
I don't either.
I'm hoping he can be a surprise and be a consistent threat in the lineup somehow, some way. But right now, he's the one I've got maybe the biggest question about or the least amount of confidence in at this point. But we'll see. We'll see. But it's 4 games, and you took 2. How you do it, doesn't matter. Just win the games. I don't care. Take 2 of 3 in this series. I don't care if it's the pitching that gets you. I'd feel better if the offense would kick in and start to look better. But if they get it done the same way, they win 2 games, 1-0, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is, we were talking about the pitching from Boston over the weekend, and, there were some scouts that were talking about it, and then they asked Service about it. Service is all over it, and he's a good coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a great job with his guys. So, as soon as they're just aware of it, but yeah, we saw the StatCast data from Baseball Savant, the Red Sox threw 426 pitches in the first three games, and of that, 60% were cutters or variations of the slider or curveballs or whatever. So I think that, they'll jump on it. But, there was hardly any fastballs thrown just because they didn't have to.
Yeah, if they know you're going to chase, I'm going to keep throwing this till you prove you can hit it.
So I don't know. I have faith in, number one, just the guys that, that they have, smart guys like Cal Raleigh and Ty France, but also just that I think the coaching is really good on this team, and so they'll get on it.
Scott on Sunday also said, listen, no excuse for the strikeouts. They've got to be able to hit the breaking ball. They got to be able to hit the off-speed stuff in order to get fastballs thrown to them.
We're not getting a ton of fastballs. And until you start hitting the slow ball or the breaking pitch, the changeup, that's what they're going to keep throwing. So we know that. It is a long season, and everybody wants to point, the strikeouts, this and that. We do have a good offensive team. The guys at the top of the lineup and getting pitched tough, and, we're not doing much with it.
I wonder if Scott reads things like this thing from the MLB StatCast, and
I think he's reading Divish's article.
Yeah, going, oh, you know what? I better look into this.
He's looking at it, going, what did Divish say today?
by the way, Divish, he shouted out, or not really shouted out, called out Goldie.
Yeah.
In one of the press conferences, he says, "Yeah, even Goldsmith didn't know what you were throwing up there," or something like that. He said it to Logan Gilbert, so good shot by him.
But did you see the first punch or the first shot was fired by Goldie?
Oh, what'd he say?
They did their usual pan to show Divish, he's not paying attention. Right. Has a grumpy look on his face.
Right.
They got him there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
One time he was eating ice cream or something.
An iconic picture.
Yeah. So they always try to, go after each other, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweeted a picture of him. I can't remember who, and they said, "Yeah, Divish looks like midseason form, looks ticked off here."
Yeah.
And then Divish retweeted and says, "Yeah, and I also look old." It's like he's doubling down on himself there. So You're not going to zing him. He's just going to play along.
Yeah. But I'm just curious if Scott looks at these kinds of things, go, yeah, I thought of this already. Why don't you shut up? Like the one texture we have. Shut up. Everything was shut up.
We had somebody's 10 and 4 different texts that all ended with shut up.
Bob said, no, you shut up.
I said, you shut your big yapper.
Yeah.
And they went. They laughed. They got it. But yeah, that was very funny.
But I mean, look, it's not like they're not aware. Okay. So, but I mean, that the thing you worry about is, okay, well, can they hit those type of off-speed pitches? Yes, they can.
Yeah. This is not a team full of Serranos. They can go out there and hit breaking stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. You know,
they're not sacrificing chickens before the game.
To Jobu. Yeah. They know what they're doing out there. As far as Emerson Hancock goes, we only saw him in 3 starts last year. He had some, what do they call it? Shoulder fatigue, I think, is what he got shut down with last year.
Soggy shoulder?
I don't know if it's soggy shoulder. I've heard soggy arm, but yeah, just shoulder fatigue, whatever. That's sort of an all-encompassing term. But I'm wondering, have we heard anything? I don't know if you've heard anything, Lefko, about a limit in terms of pitch count on him?
No, but I imagine they are pretty cautious just early on with all these guys.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't expect more than 5.
5 is, yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Maybe they want to limit it to 5. I don't know how much work he's gotten and how just first time out. I mean, hopefully he's not going to be needed for a long period of time, because that'll mean Brian Wu is healthy. But just in terms of, you know, you got to handle him with kid gloves too. Another guy who's coming off an injury last year. Who hasn't thrown, obviously, just 3 games at the big league level. So maybe I'm just trying to manage my expectations. Like, all right, if we get 5 out of him, we should feel good. He keeps you in the game.
Lefko, who was it? Was it Churchill that was saying that he didn't think Hancock is a big league pitcher?
I think what they were playing was from a couple weeks ago. But yeah. That was him.
Why does he hate him? I don't know.
That I don't know.
I know, Mike, you were saying that sometimes him and our guy Ryan Roland-Smith disagree, so I'm going to go with Ryan Roland-Smith on that one. He thinks he can pitch in the big leagues.
Yeah, I'm sure he can. To what extent? I mean, is he an ace? Probably not. But is he a guy who's suited for that 5 spot in your rotation? 3 games, hard to judge. We'll see what happens tonight. But hopefully he can just pitch well enough to keep them in the game. And more importantly, how about the offense gives him some breathing room? Take some heat off of him. Geez, I gotta shut this team out in order to win. I mean, the offense has got to do their part at some point. It's been 4 games, and this would be the perfect guy. You know, the other guys are suited to deal with it. Luis Castillo's a veteran. He's an ace. Same with Kirby, not as veteran nor as Logan, but they've been here for a couple years. I think they're fine in tough situations where they're faced with a team they got to shut down versus a young guy who's got 3 starts in his career. Maybe take some of that pressure off him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, somebody 206 texted in. Meanwhile, Hernandez, Kelenic, and Suarez are tearing it up. Okay, we shouldn't have read their stats, but
it's 4 games.
Yeah, but there's 12 strikeouts for Teoscar, but he's got 3 home runs, and that's kind of we were supposed to get that.
Yeah,
that's what we were supposed to get. That's the Teo we signed up for.
And I'll say this: I'm not upset they didn't bring him back. And I didn't see any outrage from Mariner fans. Like, how did you let that guy go? He didn't have a great year here. He wasn't terrible, but he wasn't what people were hoping for. I'd say he was kind of terrible in the outfield, but he wasn't what we were hoping for. And, you know, they thought better of committing a bunch of money to a guy who had a kind of a year for you. So if he does well, good on him, man. That's not one I'm going to look back on and go, I can't believe the Mariners let him get away.
Yeah, no, I don't. Me neither.
I'm more worried about Kelenic.
I mean, Kelenic,
I didn't want him to go.
I'm okay with that, though. I'm actually going to root for him. And same thing with the other guys. But look, they had to get rid of the strikeouts. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mariners hosting the Guardians tonight, as we said. The T-Mobile Park roof will be open is what I'm going to call. That's the roof report presented by State Roofing. So, yeah, nice day out there, some sunshine and some baseball. How do you beat that? Well, maybe we beat it with what we learned.
This is a house of learned doctors.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What did we learn today?
No one's a bigger idiot than me.
It's the easiest way out.
That's how we end the show before we turn you over to the Mariners pregame show coming up at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. But what did we learn today, Lefko?
We had a lot of Dave Wyman birthday love, and we learned that someone compiled a poem, wrote a poem about Dave Wyman. Please play some relaxing piano music and read this poem. Dave, another year, another beer, another birthday we cheer. You're an inspiration to us all. We can smell your farts way down the hall. You know your sports like Bob knows his bands. You look like the drunk, angry dad in the stands. The best in the booth. You paint every game for our beloved Seahawks with, damn, what's his name? Steve Rabel, that's right, who loves you and said, there's nobody better who's been dropped on his head. You are a legend on grass, a hero at home. You like my friend Brad because you love garden gnomes. Your voice is better than Salk's, and everyone cares that you watch where you're going, at least around stairs. So enjoy the pizza, bud. Don't share it with Matt. Here's a 40 more years of hearing Dave Wyman's crap.
Don't share it with Matt.
He's talking about the stairs because I broke the stairs, remember? Yeah. And then he did a little video. And by the way, shout out to our girl, Patty Evans. Patty, who runs the office here and does a fantastic
job. She runs the whole building.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get crosswise with Patty.
No.
Yeah, but she's the nicest lady in the world. And she does a great job here. It's her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to Patty.
Great people.
You think she listens to our show?
This time? I don't think so.
She's going to be unaware we're giving her a birthday wish over the air.
Yeah, well, whenever somebody says that to me, like today I was at the dentist and said, you know, he was describing you to a T. It's like, he told me, he goes,
tall, handsome.
Oh, yeah, well, all that, of course.
Was he talking about Bob's big head?
He goes, my giant cranium.
No, quite the opposite. But then he goes, do you ever mess with Stelton? Just like go over and take like a sip out of his cup or, you know.
That's not funny. That's not funny, doctor, whatever your name is.
Yeah. Rub things under my armpits and give them back to him.
No. Yeah. That's no bueno.
No bueno.
That's a poor suggestion on his part, by God. It's her birthday, so happy birthday to Patty. Hopefully somebody listening that knows her will pass that along if she's not already tuned into the show. But you're right. She's nice as can be, and she makes this building go.
Yeah.
What else did we learn?
Yeah, we learned that. Then we also learned, and this was a big secret, we learned that Matt is a baseball fan.
The problem is MLB and how fast their games are now, because I went to the Mariners game yesterday.
Oh.
And I was frustrated at how quickly it went.
Really?
I really was.
You wanted it to last longer.
I wanted it to last longer because I hadn't finished my kettle corn by the time the game ended. And now I've got half a bag of kettle corn in my apartment. But all of a sudden I look up and it's the sixth inning, and I thought we'd only been there an hour. So I had to run around, grab a drink before they do last call, and I hadn't finished my kettle corn.
See, that's what it is. It's the last call thing.
Look at you and Dave.
It was two things.
You and Dave agree on something.
That's why. That's why we have that open from John Paul Morosi. The nobody ever left saying, "I wish there'd been more waiting." And I'm like,
the thing though,
me,
I would have liked more waiting yesterday.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm still stunned he willingly went to a baseball game.
I know.
That's the most shocking thing of all of that.
Sounds like his sister pretty much dragged him there.
I'll say what I said last time. If I can sit outside and eat kettle corn, I'll do just about anything.
I just figured you just had enough. Like, you're just here hearing about it all day. You've had to run these games. You just want to go home. I picture you when the post-game show is going long. You're over there going, would you wrap it up already?
Oh, I am like that. Yeah, Ryan Roland-Smith can attest to that. I am like that.
Well, I mean, you represent the hypocrisy that is, you know, like if you're a fan, you do want more time. But if you work for the team in some regard, you want it to hurry up and get over with.
Yeah.
And those were all the people that were selling the sped-up game, and nobody doesn't, you know, nobody dislikes this, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but you guys all get, like, an extra 20 minutes per game, you know? Like, it's it adds up to a lot of extra time. And so all the people that were lauding this thing, you know, just, oh, it's the greatest thing, they're people that work. And so, of course, they're going
to. I'd like to be clear. It is still the greatest thing. How many baseball games are there? 160-something?
162.
Something like that, yeah.
So 160 games out of 162, I want it to go as quickly as possible. But the two games a year I go to, I would like those to be extra inning affairs. That'd be great.
Man, if somebody asked me, give me the over-under on how many games Matt goes to every year, I would have said zero.
Well,
absolutely zero.
Last year, I went to exactly one half of one game because me and my friends got tickets. but we got caught up in traffic and we didn't sit down until the bottom of the fourth inning.
Oh my goodness.
And I think the people around us were annoyed because they just assumed, oh, those seats went unsold.
Yeah.
Nope. Just a couple of idiots who got stuck in traffic.
You guys show up, get out. By the way, Mike Trout just hit his second home run of the day, 473 feet. You saw people in the dead center field, upper deck area of where the Marlins play, looking over their head to where there are no more people. The ball landed there. Unreal.
I got to root for Mike Trout. I'm sorry.
It's kind of hard to root against.
The real one or the Adam Ray one?
Well, I like the Adam Ray version a little bit better, but
yeah, me too. Well, we also learned you were at the game yesterday too, Bob, and you were just, you're kind of being taunted by some advertising and by your phone.
Trying to get MLB TV activated, which is part of their promotion, which you see all over the ballpark, didn't you, Matt? On the big screen, sign up with T-Mobile and get free MLB TV, and the offer ends on April 1st.
When I saw it yesterday, I legitimately did think, I wonder if Bob ever got that figured out.
Yeah, I was sitting in the stands as well going, liar! Yeah, so that whole thing continues, and I realize people will text in as they did last time. I had no problem with it. It was super easy for me. I don't know what to tell you. This is not a deficit in my knowledge of technology, because Lefko has had use of my phone, gone through the whole thing himself. We look at him as the answer man when it comes to technology. He's buckled by the whole thing.
You let Lefko look through your phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got it all dirty, too, dude. My hands were all over it.
He was licking his fingers before he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he couldn't figure it out. He's our technology guy, and he was buckled. So
he claims to be.
Yeah, and that person pointed out.
I would gladly not be your technology guy. That means I have to help you a lot.
Usually you don't need to. It's only been since I switched. It's the internet on the plane, which we never got working, and now this.
I think your phone has something against you.
I don't know what in the hell is happening here.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should go to one of the higher up muckety mucks at Mobile T-Mobile and ask them, you know, what the problem is. Confront them.
I brought it up to somebody who has those kind of connections, and they shut me down.
I'm sure he'll love that.
They shut me down.
Love hearing that.
They said, I'm pretty sure that's on the MLB side. And by the way, I think I heard you guys talking about how you just have problems with technology.
Yeah.
No.
And you were like, that was Dave. You were talking about him, not me. Like, not associated with him in any way.
Yeah, that's not a we thing. That's a him thing.
No.
And we're doing laps around the same track here on the phone with the customer service people. It's no good. So we'll see. We'll see if I get this done before the offer expires tonight at some point. Meanwhile,
I got to hold this up for Dave.
There you go.
Dave,
30 seconds, Dave. Yeah. There you go.
I
want to thank our guest today, Ryan Roland Smith, for joining us on the program. If you missed any of today's show, you know what to do. Head to seattlesports.com, click the podcast tab, scroll down to our picture and click on that. And everything you missed is waiting there for you each and every day. Click subscribe. Don't forget to do that. That's the most important part. You got the Mariners and Guardians coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow with Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710.